السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، Verily, the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And speaking about the best speech, let us delve right into the discussion on Ayah 77 onwards from Surah Taha. تفضل يا مصعب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد أوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي فاضرب لهم طريقا في البحر يبسا لا تخاف دركا ولا تخشى فأتبعهم فرعون بجنوده فغشيهم من اليم ما غشيهم وأضل فرعون قومه وما هدى.
Jazakallah khair. And we have inspired to Moses, travel by night with my servants and strike for them a dry path through the sea. You will not fear being overtaken by Fin, the comments on ala Fir'aun wa qawmih. When Musa was superior over Fir'aun and his people with the evidences and the proofs that Allah Azza wa Jal gave him, مكث في مصر يدعوهم إلى الإسلام ويسعى في تخليص بني إسرائيل من فرعون وعذابه. He remained in Egypt inviting people to Islam and striving to free بني إسرائيل from Pharaoh and his punishment. Emancipate them basically. وفرعون في عتو ونفور. All while Pharaoh is in a state of arrogance and transgression and repulsion from the truth. وَأَمْرَهُ شَدِيدٌ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And he had a very strong, tight grip on Bani Israel. وَيُرِيهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَالْعِبَرِ مَا قَصَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal is showing him, showing Fir'aun, of different signs and different reminders for him to reflect on, as Allah narrated upon us in the Quran. وَبَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا يَقْدِرُونَ أَنْ يُظْهِرُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ وَيُعْلِنُوا. All while Bani Israel are unable to pronounce and display their iman and proclaim it. قَدْ اتَّخَذُوا بُيُوتَهُمْ مَسَاجِدٍ. They took their homes as places of worship. وَصَبَرُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَذَاهُ. And they were patient over Fir'aun and his harm. فأراد الله تعالى أن ينجيهم من عدوهم ويمكن لهم في الأرض. So Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to save them from their enemy and give them establishment upon the earth. ليعبدوه جهرا ويقيموا أمره. So they may worship him in public and may establish his command. فأوحى إلى نبيه موسى أن يواعد بني إسرائيل سرا ويسيروا أول الليل ليتمادوا في الأرض. So Allah inspired to his prophet Musa that he should make an appointment with Bani Israel secretly so that they march out at night so they can get as much, cover as much land as possible. وَأَخْبَرَهُ أَنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمُهُ سَيَتْبَعُونَ. And Allah told them that Pharaoh and his people will wind up going after them. فَخَرَجُوا أَوَّلَ اللَّيْلِ. So they went out in the beginning of the night. جَمِيعُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ هُمْ وَنِسَاؤُهُمْ وَذْرِيَتُهُمْ. All of Bani Israel and their wives and their children. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ أَهْلُ مِصْرِ. When the morning came for the people of Egypt, وَإِذَا هُمْ لَيْسَ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ دَاعٍ وَلَا مُجِيبٍ. All of a sudden, there's no one to respond or reply to them. فَحَنَقَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوَّهُمْ فِرْعَوْنَ. So Fir'aun became very angry with them. وَأَرْسَلَ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ مَنْ يَجْمَعُ لَهُ النَّاسُ وَيَحُضُّهُمْ عَلَى الْخُرُوجِ فِي أَثَرِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And he sent his messengers so they can gather the people and encourage them to go against and chase after Bani Israel. لِيُقَعَ بِهِمْ وَيَنْفُذُ غَيْظَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَى أَمْرِهِ. So that he may trap them and he may vent his anger, but Allah Azza wa Jal is in control of the affair. فَتَكَامَلَ جُنُودُ فِرْعَوْنَ فَسَارَ بِهِمْ يَتْبَعُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. So the soldiers of Pharaoh were all complete, and then he went walking after Bani Israel. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. They went after them at the time of sunrise. فلما ترى الجمعان, when the two groups of people saw each other, قال أصحاب موسى, Musa's people, قالوا إنا لمدركون, they said we have been caught, mean we have been caught up with, وقلقوا, and they became worried, وخافوا, they became scared, البحر أمامهم, the sea is in front of them, وفرعون من ورائهم, what's with مصطفى, وفرعون من ورائهم, and فرعون is behind them, وقد امتلأ عليهم غيظا وحنقا, and he had already been filled with anger and frustration with them, وموسى مطمئن القلب ساكن البال, all while Musa was had a tranquility of the heart and a peace of mind, قد وثق بوعد ربه فقال, he had trusted the promise of Allah, so he said كلا إن معي ربي سيهدي, nay verily my Lord is with me and he shall guide me, فأوحى الله إليه أن يضرب البحر بعصا, so Allah inspired unto him that he should strike the sea with his staff, فضربه, so he struck the sea, the Red Sea, فانفرق اثني عشر طريقا, so it was parted into 12 parts, and that's very important, I'll tell you why, because the narrative that you get from the Bible and from the movies which they've made about this, obviously because they made a lot of movies about the story of Musa and Fir'aun, is that the sea was split in half, is that the sea was split in half, but according to the Islamic interpretation, it was actually split into 12 different parts, pathways. There were 12 different pathways. وصار الماء كالجبال, of course, this is because of the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. This is because of the 12 tribes of Bani Israel, so that each tribe can travel on its own path. يعني organization, basically. وصار الماء كالجبال العالية عن يمين الطرق ويسارها, and then the water became like these high mountains on the right and the left of the pathways. وأيبس الله طرقهم التي انفرق عنها الماء, and Allah made that land dry, the land on which they would walk between those parted sea, between the parted sea, the big chunks of water that is standing, theirs was actually dry land. They were walking on dry land. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hey, where was I? نعم. وأمرهم الله ألا يخافوا من إدراك فرعون ولا يخشوا من الغرق في البحر. And Allah عز وجل commanded them that they should not be afraid of Pharaoh catching up with them, nor should they fear drowning in the sea. فسلكوا في تلك الطريق, so they traveled upon that path. فجاء فرعون وجنوده, then Pharaoh and his armies came. فسلكوا وراءهم, they went after them. حتى تكامل قوم موسى خارجين وقوم فرعون داخلين, until the all of Musa's people went out and all of Pharaoh's people went in. So one group left, made it to the other side, and the other group basically now is inside. أمر الله البحر فالتطم عليهم. Allah then commanded the sea, and the sea basically collapsed over them. وغشيهم من اليم ما غشيهم, and they were covered and drowned with water accordingly. They were covered with the sea of whatever covered them. وغرقوا كلهم, and all of them drowned. ولم ينجو منهم أحد, and none of them was saved. وبنو إسرائيل ينظرون إلى عدوهم, and Bani Israel are watching and observing this event. They're looking at their enemy. Huh? قد أقر الله أعينهم بهلاكه. Allah has pleased their eyes with the destruction of Pharaoh, their enemy. وهذا عاقبة الكفر والضلال وعدم الاهتداء بهدي الله. And this is the outcome of disbelief and misguidance and not being guided by Allah's guidance. ولهذا قال تعالى, that's why Allah said, وأضل فرعون قومه. Pharaoh misled his people بما زين لهم من الكفر, by beautifying for them and adorning and decorating disbelief. وتهجين ما أتى به موسى, and by making them dislike and disdain what Musa brought. واستخفافهم إياه, and by belittling Moses. وما هداهم في الوقت من الأوقات, and he never ever Pharaoh managed to guide his people at any time, in any frame of time. فأوردهم موارد الغي والضلال, so he caused them to enter the places of deviance and confusion. ثم أوردهم مورد العذاب والنكال. Then he also made them taste the pathways of punishment and retaliation. طيب آية 80 تفضل يا مصعب.
يا بني إسرائيل قد أنجيناكم من عدوكم وواعدناكم جانب الطور الأيمن ونزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ولا تطغوا فيه فيحل عليكم غضبي ومن يحلل عليه غضبي فقد هوى وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى.
O children of Israel, we delivered you from your enemy and we made an appointment with you at the right side of the mount and we sent down to you manna, al-manna and quails, saying, eat from the good things with which we have provided you and do not transgress or oppress others therein, lest my anger should descend upon you and he upon whom my anger descends has certainly fallen. But indeed, I am the perpetual forgiver of whoever repents and believes and does righteousness and then continues in guidance. يذكر تعالى أو يذكر تعالى بني إسرائيل منته العظيمة عليهم بإهلاك عدوهم. Allah Azza wa Jal reminds بني إسرائيل of his great favor that he conferred upon them by destroying their enemy. ومواعدته لموسى عليه السلام بجانب الطور الأيمن, and the appointment he made with Musa at the right side of the mount. نعم. لينزل عليه الكتاب الذي فيه الأحكام الجليلة والأخبار الجميلة. So he may descend upon him the scripture that will have the noble rulings and the beautiful information. فتتم عليهم النعمة الدينية بعد النعمة الدنيوية, so that the religious favor will be completed upon them after the worldly favor was completed upon them. So what was the worldly favor? They were saved from their enemy. Now what is the religious favor? They will have revelation and rules by which they can guide themselves and others. ويذكر منته أيضا عليهم فتيه بإنزال المن والمن عفوا والسلوى والرزق الرغدة الهني. And Allah Azza wa Jal also mentioned his favor specifically by sending upon them al-man and salwa quails and sustenance, like abundance of sustenance. الذي يحصل لهم بلا مشقة, the one that they can attain without any hardship on their end. وأنه قال لهم, that Allah said to them, كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم, eat from the good of what we have provided you, أي واشكروه على ما أزد عليكم من نعم, meaning thank him for what he has bestowed upon you of his favors. ولا تطغوا فيه أي في رزقه فتستعملونه في معاصي, meaning don't transgress with the sustenance he gave you by using it in this disobedience, by using it in his disobedience. وتبطرون النعمة فإنكم إن فعلتم ذلك حل عليكم غضبي, and then you become arrogant and you look down upon the bounty Allah gave you, because if you were to do so then you will surely have my anger fall upon you. أي غضبت عليكم ثم عذبتكم, meaning I will become angry with you then I will punish you. ومن يحلل عليه غضبي فقد هوى, whosoever has my anger fall upon him then has truly fallen. أي رضي وهلك وخاب وخسر, meaning he will be destroyed and he will perish and he has lost and he is disappointed. لأنه عدم الرضا والإحسان, because he did not fulfill being satisfied with gratitude and goodness. وَحَلَّ عَلَيْهِ الْغَضَبُ وَالْخُسْرَانِ, and then rather he had the anger and loss afflict him accordingly. So because of lack of appreciation and lack of thanking Allah for the bounties, it was reversed on them and they brought about Allah's anger and then they lost accordingly. وَمَعْ هَذَا, in spite of that, فَالتَّوْبَةُ مَعْرُوضَةً, repentance is offered. وَلَوْ عَمِلَ الْعَبْدُ مَا عَمِلَ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِ, even if the slave were to do whatever you can imagine of sins, no matter how much sins you commit. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ, that's what Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ, and verily I am the perpetual forgiver. أي كَثِيرُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ, meaning I often forgive and show mercy. لِمَنْ تَابْ, the one who repents, مِنَ الْكُفْرِ, from disbelief, وَالْبِدْعَ, and innovation, وَالْفُسُوقِ, and disobedience. وآمن. And then he believes بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر. The one who believes in Allah and his angels and his scriptures and his messengers in the last day. And of course, who believes in Qadr, as we know in the other hadith. وعمل صالحا, and he does righteousness من أعمال القلب والبدن وأقوال اللسان. And he does righteousness from the actions of the heart and the actions of the limbs and the statements of the tongue. ثم اهتدى, then he was guided. أي سلك الصراط المستقيم وتابع الرسول الكريم. He tread upon the straight path and he followed the noble messenger. واقتدى بالدين القويم, and he followed this upright religion. فهذا يغفر الله أوزاره. That person, Allah will forgive his sins. ويعفو عما تقدم من ذنبه وإسراره. Allah will pardon whatever he put forth of his sin and his persistence on it. لأنه أتى بالسبب الأكبر للمغفرة ورحمة. Because that person has brought about the greatest reason which allows you to attain forgiveness and mercy. بل الأسباب كلها منحصرة في هذا الشيء. Rather, all of the means for you to attain the mercy are restricted in this matter. فأن التوبة تجب ما قبلها. Because repentance erases what precedes it. والإيمان والإسلام يهدم ما قبلها. And إيمان and Islam, they demolish what preceded it from sinfulness and disbelief. والعمل الصالح الذي هو الحسنات يذهب سيئات. And the righteous deeds, the righteous deeds, which is حسنات, they erase the evil deeds. وسلوك طرق الهداية بجميع أنواعه. And then allows you to follow the paths of guidance in its various forms. من تعلم علم وتدبر آية. من تعلم علم, such as learning knowledge, وتدبر آية, or reflecting upon an آية, أو حديث, or reflecting upon a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, حتى يتبين له معنى من المعاني يهتدي به, until you're able to see one of these meanings via which you can be guided. ودعوة إلى دين الحق ورد بدعة أو كفر أو ضلال وجهاد وهجرة وغير ذلك. An invitation to the deen of the truth, or the rejection or the refutation against the bid'ah or kufr or dalala, or fighting in the cause of Allah, struggling in the cause of Allah in general, which may include fighting if it's legitimate and if it's done properly, and hijrah and so on and so forth. من جزئيات الهداية كلها مكفرات للذنوب محصلات غاية المطلوب. All of these are part and parcel of guidance, and all of them are means for sins to be expiated and allow you to attain the objective that you want. نعم. Continue ayah 82, please.
وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَى أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى قال فإنا قد فتنا قومك من بعدك وأضلهم السامري فرجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا قال يا قوم ألم يعدكم ربكم وعدا وعدا حسنا أفطال عليكم العهد أم أردتم أن يحل عليكم غضب من ربكم فأخلفتم موعدي.
Allah said, and what made you hasten from your people, O Moses? He said, they are close upon my tracks, and I hasten to you, my Lord, that you may be pleased. Allah said, but indeed we have tried your people after you departed, and the Samiri has led them astray. We will get to know who the Samiri is. So Moses returned to his people angry and grieved. He said, oh my people, did your Lord not make you a good promise? Then was the time of its fulfillment too long for you? Or did you wish the wrath from your Lord descend upon you? So you broke your promise of obedience to me. طيب, the man, I believe, is a type of sweet, and salwa is the quail bird. Tamam? That's what I recall, inshallah, regarding the man. I know some of you are asking right now, but Ian, that's not, يعني, that's something we could come back to later, inshallah. طيب, كان الله تعالى قد وعد موسى أن يأتيه لينزل عليه التوراة 30 ليلة. Allah عز وجل had promised موسى to come to a particular place, so that he may descend upon him the Torah in over 30 nights, over the duration of 30 nights. فأتمها بعشر. Then Allah completed that with another, Allah completed that in 10. فلما تم الميقات, so when the appointment was fulfilled, بادر موسى عليه السلام إلى الحضور للموعد شوقا لربي وحرصا على موعده. Moses was hasty to go to the appointment out of anticipation for meeting his Lord and being very keen on that appointment. فقال الله له, Allah said to him, وما أعجلك عن قومك يا موسى, what made you hasten, oh Musa, and you know, come that early. أي ما الذي قدمك عليهم, ما الذي قدمك عليهم, why did you basically go ahead of them and leave them behind, ولما لم تصبر حتى تقدم أنت وهم, why did you not wait so that you and them can all come. قال هم أولئي على أثري, أي قريبا مني, he said they're behind me, they're not too far. وسيصلون في أثري, they will come back, they will follow my path, they will come behind me. والذي عجلني إليك يا رب الطلب لقربك والمسارعة في رضاك والشوق لك. What made me hasten to you, my Lord, is seeking nearness to you and being hasty in attaining your pleasure and out of anticipation and longing for you. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful is that, that came from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فقال الله له, Allah said to him, فإن قد فتنا قومك من بعدك, we have verily tried your people after you departed, أي بعبادتهم للعجل ابتليناهم واختبرناهم فلم يصبروا, by them worshiping the calf, we tested them and we tried them but they were not patient, وحين وصلت إليهم المحنة كفروا, until when the trial arrived at them, arrived to them, they disbelieved. وأضلهم السامري, and the Samari led them astray. فأخرج لهم عجلا جسدا وصاغه فصار له خوار. So he brought forth a calf that they had sculptured, and he made basically a pathway for the wind so that whenever the wind will blow, they will hear sounds. So it, like, you know, it's basically trying to give it some divine quality, that this is not just merely a statue. No, it's a statue that actually interacts in a sense, because when the wind goes through that pathway, there's a sound that comes out, right? So this is how the Samari basically deceived them. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ هَذَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُ مُوسَى. And he said to them, this is your God and Moses' God. فَنَسِيَهُ مُوسَى. So Musa forgot about him. فَافْتَتَنَ بِهِ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلِ. So Bani Israel were tried with this. فَعَبَدُوهُ, and they worshipped him. وَنَهَاهُمْ هَارُونَ, and Harun stopped them and prevented them. فَلَمْ يَنْجِيهِ. You know how crazy this is. I really want to elaborate on this. Bismillah. Bani Israel, man, those people just finished getting saved by Allah and crossing the Red Sea. Watching their enemy Fir'aun drown. And yet, shortly after, some dude, Samari, this kafir, makes for them a calf, a statue, an idol. And he tells them, this is your God and this is Moses' God. And they believe them and they worship the calf. They worship the calf besides Allah. So when we tell the people today, look, man, shirk is just right around the corner. Shirk is right around the corner. You got to be very careful. Very careful. The traps of shirk are many. The That's why you have to guard your tawheed your entire life. Your entire life, you're going to be walking like this. Anytime shirk comes around, you're going to swing, man. You're going to swing uppercut, you know, right, left. A jab, you gotta be ready, because shirk is gonna come to you from every angle. Everything the shaitan wants to mess with you. And because the biggest objective for the shaitan is that you fall into shirk, because when you fall into shirk, you've lost the plot. So we tell the people today this, and then you have, you know, someone says, la la la, even if you call on the dead man, that's not shirk. This is bad. It might lead to shirk, but it is not shirk. And yeah, look at Bani Israel. After they knew Allah Azza wa Jal, they saved them soon after they were worshiping a calf. That shows you the tendency of the people. And those are the Sahabis of Musa, mind you. Those are Musa's disciples. Those are Musa's companions. Like what would be equivalent to the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine. And those are at that fine elite status. And yet, look how they fell into shirk and they were worshipping an idol and a statue. That's why when the Sahaba saw that the kuffar had a tree and they would hang their weapons on this tree for like a blessing, and they said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, ij'al lana, make us a tree that anwat, like they have a tree." They just wanted this kind of resemblance. What did Prophet said? He said, "Woe to you! Woe to you! You have said like the people of Musa said to Musa, ij'al lana ilahan kama lahum aliha, make us a god like they have a god. We want to see a physical god. We want to see an idol or a statue." The Prophet ﷺ equated the request of the Sahaba to have a tree only for purposes of hanging their weapons to be equivalent to the people of Musa asking for a god to see, to have an idol and a statue resembling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how keen the Prophet ﷺ was about shirk and closing the door of shirk. That's why your entire life you have to be worried about ash-shirk al-asghar, ash-shirk al-khafi, ash-shirk al-akbar, the smaller shirk, the hidden shirk, and the major shirk. And they're all around the corner. They're all around the corner everywhere in your life. They're incorporated into everything in your life. You could easily fall into them. If you don't know tawheed, if you don't guard your deen, if you don't guard your aqidah, you will be a victim to the traps of the shaitan. So my advice to my brothers and sisters in faith, take the matter of shirk very seriously and be careful of any human being who dares to say, "Oh, these people, all they do is say shirk, shirk, shirk." They're trying to undermine this concern that you have about shirk. As soon as someone utters their mouth with this, put a big X on them. This is a person of deviance and misguidance. Anyone who tries to belittle the gravity of shirk is a lunatic with absolutely no brain, zero brain. And if he claims to be a person of knowledge, then you could automatically dismiss him from knowledge altogether, because that knowledge did not benefit this person in a thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 13 years calling people to tawheed and warning them against shirk. So much so that when a person said to him, "Ma sha Allahu wa shi'ta," whatever Allah wills and you will, he said, "Wayhak, woe to you, aja'altani lillahi niddan, have you made me an equal with Allah? Have you made me a rival to Allah? Bal ma sha'a Allahu wahda," rather whatever Allah alone's wills. This is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You get people today right now, you say you go to, I heard some one of these Sufis, the Mufti of the Egyptian Azhar, Ali Jumu'ah, this Allahu Akbar, it's person. They asked him, when you say, "Ya Madad," if you say, "Madad Ya Rasulullah, Aghithni Ya Rasulullah, help me, O Messenger of Allah, supply me, provide me, O Messenger of Allah," is this shirk? He said, "What?" He said, no, this is because the Arabs, whenever they would write a poetry, they would introduce their poems with an expression of love, huh? With an expression of someone that they love so madly, like they're in love with some woman. And so this is basically putting forward just your expression of love, meaning, all, you're not really calling on the Messenger of Allah, but you're basically saying, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, you do it on my behalf because I'm not good and you're better than me." The worst justification in the world. They want to tell you that this is not shirk. Calling on the, saying, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, aid me. Oh, Messenger of Allah, help me." Oh, this is not shirk. Ya akhi, what is shirk then? You must be, are you serious? Are you serious? وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And that the masajid belong to Allah. Every place of prostration belongs to Allah. Do not call on anyone with Allah or besides Allah. يعني, we can give a six-hour lecture citing the book of Allah. Half of the book of Allah will be cited to prove to you that there's la ilaha illallah and that you cannot call on anyone but Allah. This is the time we're living in. This is the confusion. So please, my brothers in faith and sisters in faith, protect your tawheed and be careful of shirk and its traps. Look at the people of Fir'aun, the people of Musa. It wasn't long before they were worshiping a calf. And wa ushribu, and then they soaked it. They absorbed the love of this ajl so much and they lost their mind because of it. We will see, inshallah, as we continue. So much so that even when Harun stopped them, they didn't listen. فلما رجع موسى إلى قومه وهو غضبان وأسف, when Musa returned to his people, he was angry and regretful, أي ممتلئاً غيظاً, ممتلئ غيظاً وحنقاً وغماً. He was full of anger, frustration. He was, يعني over the top and worry. He had this distress, like a huge amount of distress. قال لهم موبخاً ومقبحاً لفعلهم. He said to them, reprimanding them and showing them, uglifying their action. Remember uglifying? يا قوم ألم يعدكم ربكم وعدا حسنا وذلك بإنزال التوراة. Did not your Lord give you a good promise by sending down the Torah? أفطال عليكم العهد, أي المدة, فتطاولتم غيبتي وهي مدة قصيرة. Did the time, so much time pass by, you thought I was gone for so long, even though it's a very short time, very short span of time, you thought this has been so long, we have to come up with something else. هذا قول كثير من المفسرين. الشيخ said this is the opinion of many of the مفسرين, the people of exegesis. ويحتمل أن معناه أفطال عليكم عهد النبوة ورسالة. And another meaning could be that has the, have the time of prophethood and messengership been so long, فلم يكن لكم بالنبوة علم ولا أثر, to, so much so that you don't have any knowledge of prophethood and messengership, واندرست أثارها, and it's been so long that, you know, it kind of deteriorated, which is not the case. فلم تقفوا منها على خبر, you did not come across any information regarding what you're doing. فانمحت آثارها لبعد الأدبياء, and so you lost all attachment because it's been so long since the prophethood and the messengership. فعبدتم غير الله لغلبة الجهل وعدم العلم بأثار رسالة, so much so that you worshipped other than Allah because of the prevalence of ignorance and having no knowledge of the effects of the messenger, the message. أي ليس الأمر كذلك, the matter is not such, بل النبوة بين أظهركم, rather prophethood is right between your backs, meaning among you. والعلم قائم, and knowledge is established, والعذر غير مقبول, and you have absolutely no excuse. أم أردتم, or did you intend بفعلكم with your action, أن يحل عليكم غضب من ربكم, أي فتعرضتم لأسبابي واقتحمتم موجب عذابه. So then you expose yourself to the reasons that will bring about the punishment of Allah, and you broke in, you like barged in upon it, the matters that will necessitate Allah's punishment. وهذا هو الواقع, the Sheikh said, and this is the reality. فأخلفتم موعدي حين أمرتكم الاستقامة, so you turned away and you rejected my promise and the promise that is between us, the you broke the promise you gave me, because the promise of أمرتكم بالاستقامة, I commanded you to be upright, ووصيت بكم هارون, and I also advised هارون to look after you, فلم ترقبوا غائبا ولم تحترموا حاضرا, you did not pay attention and observe the one who was absent, meaning when Moses was gone, you did not pay attention, you did not give me the due respect, nor did you respect the one who's present, meaning neither Harun nor Moses were given the value that they deserved, they were both dismissed and they fell into their shirk regardless. تفضل يا شيخ.
قالوا ما أخلفنا موعدك بملكنا ولكننا حملنا أوزارا من زينة القوم فقذفناها فكذلك ألقى السامري فأخرج لهم عجلا جسدا له خوار فقالوا هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي أفلا يرون ألا يرجع إليهم قولا ولا يملك لهم ضرا ولا نفعا.
My buttons are closed يا شيخ. What are you talking about? Man, focus on the class. الله يهديك يا شسمك. طيب. They said we did not break our promise to you by our will, but we were made to carry burdens from the ordinance of the people of Pharaoh. So we threw them into the fire, and thus did the Samari throw. And he extracted for them the statue of a calf, which had a lowing sound. And they said, this is your God and the God of Moses, but he forgot. Did they not see that he could not return to them any speech, and that it did not possess for them any harm or benefit? أي قالوا له ما فعلنا الذي فعلنا عن تعمد منا وملك منا لأنفسنا. They said we did not do what we have done on our own out of, you know, on purpose or out of control our own self-control. ولكن السبب الداعي لذلك أننا تأثمنا من زينة القوم التي عندنا. The reason behind that is that we took from the ornaments of the people that were with us. They took from Pharaoh. وكانوا فيما يذكرون استعاروا حليا كثيرا من القبط. Among them, the scholars say that they had borrowed a lot of jewelry from the Coptics. فخرجوا وهو معهم, and they all went out with this jewelry with them. وألقوه وجمعوه حين ذهب موسى ليراجعوه فيه إذا رجع. And that they put it all in one place so that they can when Musa left, so that they will discuss the matter with him when he returns. Like, what are we going to do with this? وكان السامري قد بصر يوم الغرق بأثر الرسول. And Samiri had seen on the day of the drowning the remnants of a messenger. فسولت له نفسه أن يأخذ قبضة من أثره. And so his soul, himself, his mind told him to take some of that left over. وأنه إذا ألقاها على شيء حي فتنة وامتحانا. حي فتنة وامتحانا. And that if he were to throw this remnant that he found, this left over, it will cause something to come alive as means of fitna and testing. فألقاها على ذلك العجل الذي صاغه بصورة عجل. So then he threw it upon that calf which he had sculptured into the shape of a calf. فتحرك العجل وصارت له خوار وصوت. So it moved. And then it had that kind of sound that I told you about. وقالوا إن موسى ذهب يطلب ربه وهو هنا فنسيه. And they said that Musa went to seeking his Lord and his Lord is right here. And he forgot about him. Look at the audacity of the Bani Israel. They said Musa went to Allah and Allah is right there. So Musa forgot about Allah because Allah is the one that they just made. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This is their kufr. To them, Allah was that calf that they had sculptured on their own. وهذا, the Sheikh said, وهذا من بلادتهم he said, وهذا من بلادتهم وسخافة عقولهم. This is a sign of how lame and silly, the silliness and the feeble-mindedness of their minds. The feeble-mindedness. This is a sign of their silliness, their stupidity, and their feeble-mindedness. حيث رأوا هذا الغريب الذي صار له خوار بعد أن كان جماداً. So that they thought that this strange object that now simply has a sound after it was nothing but inanimate object, فظنوه إله الأرض والسماوات, they thought this is the God of the heavens and the earth. أفلا يرون أن العجل لا يرجع إليهم قولا. Do they not see that it cannot respond and answer them back? أي لا يتكلم ويراجعهم ويراجعونه. It does not speak and they cannot have a conversation with it. ولا يملك لهم ضرا ولا نفعا. And it does not possess for them any harm or benefit. فالعادم للكمال والكلام والفعال لا يستحق أن يعبد. The one who lacks perfection, lacks the ability to speak, and lacks the ability to have actions is not worthy of worship. وهو أنقص من عابدي. Rather, he is even more deficient than his worshippers. يعني the statue is in a lesser status than the worshippers of the statue. And that reminds me of a story I've mentioned back in the day. For our Hindu people, and you cannot call them brothers, by the way. I've heard many people involved in da'wah, they say our Christian brothers, our Hindu brothers, our Buddhist brothers. Yeah, Sheikh al-Qabila, these are not your brothers, not even in a bazillion years, not even in a Brazilian year, not even in a Uruguayan year. They will never be your brothers. So don't ever use the term brothers for disbelievers because they're not your brothers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَخْوَةً. Verily, the believers are the brothers. Those are some human beings. They are humans. Those humans, I remember it was in the UK, I think, and they were all worshipping a cow. And the cow was afflicted with the mad cow disease, I think. It was the mad cow disease back then that was prevalent. And the authorities decided to kill the cow. They said, this cow, we have to get rid of it. Otherwise, it's going to contaminate or it's going to spread the disease among others. And so they gave those people an appointment, a day on which they will come and claim the cow. And so there's a video of this on YouTube. I don't know if it's still there. I saw this 10 years ago. And then they were all like, they made this gathering and they wanted to put forth the most worship they can before their cow gets captivated and exterminated. And so, you know, like it's their last moment to worship as much as possible. And they show you all these people, you know, that are supposed to be smart, but they obviously as dumb as they get, and they all sit in there crying. They're crying, and oh, they worshiping the cow. A cow that goes moo. That's as good as it gets with the cow. A cow can even speak. And the most the cow can do is give you some milk, or become a burger, or moo for you. You know what I'm saying? And they were like crying that their god is about to be killed. And then the police came and they took the cow away, and the people were like, oh, and they drove, and everybody was like devastated. They fell on the floor. Yani, ah, ya Allah, ya Allah. And then I thought, like, what in the world, man? Like, if this was a god, don't you think, when first of all, it wouldn't be sick? Durr. It wouldn't die. If the police came, you should have said, ha! I am a god cow. Wow! Wah, wah, wah. And it would have destroyed the police. Everybody was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Look at this mad cow. This is really a mad cow. Man, the cow is helpless, man. Man, you are better than this cow that you're worshiping. So if you were making dua for it, for whatever the heck you wanted, it cannot help itself. How is it going to grant you anything? You're silly fool. You silly fool. Like, use your brain, for God's sake. Humans, use your brain. Dude, the animals are smarter than this. Allah at least told us about the animals. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There's nothing except that it glorifies the remembrance of Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you don't understand the glorification. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Allah says, these kuffar are like the cattle. No, they're even more astray, because the animals know لا إله إلا الله. Even though there's no accountability for them, and there's no Yawm al-Qiyamah, and there's Yawm al-Qiyamah, but there will be no Jannah and Nar. We all know that Allah Azza wa Jal will judge between them, and the ram which used to fight with the other ram, they will reconcile between them, and they will, what's the term? Retribution. There will be retribution, then everything will turn into dust. That's why the kafir will say, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَبًا. When he sees all the animals turn into dust, the disbeliever will say, I wish I was dust like them, because I don't want to deal with what comes after. I don't want to deal with what comes after. So the animals are actually in a better state than these humans who continue to worship things that they made. Similarly, we have a clip of the Christians carrying a statue of Mary, who's their, you know, the mother of God. And then, you know, a bunch of old men are carrying her. And one of them trips and then the thing falls and the whole crowd's like, ah, you know, like their God just broke. Like, people. And then you don't appreciate Islam? You don't appreciate Islam after this? You see, if this was the only sign of the beauty of Islam, then that's sufficient, wallah. That is sufficient. Versus cow worshippers, monkey worshippers, snake worshippers. Man, Hindus have actually gods that resemble private parts. They represent a male private part and a female private part. And they have it in a statue. They go worship that. They worship, you know, elephant with 16 ears and 15 legs and 14 madri ish, giraffe over a gorilla with a batikha carrying a mango, or a fat man, Buddha, an overweight dude who couldn't even manage his own weight problems. You know, sitting there and they put fruits on. Hey, Shaykh, uqsum billah, what are you doing? Christians worshiping Jesus, the God, the Son of God, the Mother of God, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every saint, Saint Francis, or Saint Paul, or Saint Cuckoo, Saint Tutu, and each one has a role. You know, when they have a problem, they go to this saint. Like, this saint knows what's going on. This saint is dead, probably burning in hell. You come to Islam, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like unto him. And he is the all-hearing, all-seeing. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And he has nothing comparable to him. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He did not beget, nor was he begotten. We don't know what Allah Azza wa Jal looks like. We don't know. We don't have a form, a shape. We don't worship. We don't worship what, you know, these idols and these statues that they have come up with. We worship the creator of the heavens and the earth. That is the sign of the validity of Islam. For every human whom Allah created that have a natural disposition, they know that, but they be playing games. Anyways, inshallah, we will conclude now. Bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, tomorrow we'll continue the discussion on what happened between Musa, Harun, and his people. Until then, we will stop. We are page 1040. We'll take on your questions right now. See what you guys got cooking, because I know a lot of you are troublemakers over here. Tayyib, Allah yastur. Who is managing the Q&A people? Sheikh, I'm not a sheikh. Is it correct when people say God can do something like stop existing or such stuff that God would never do? No, it's not correct to say that. This Zakir Naik approach of saying I can name a thousand things that God cannot do is not appropriate when speaking about Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not appropriate when speaking about Allah Azza wa Jal. That's not how we discuss the matters pertaining to Allah's names and attributes. Surely Allah Azza wa Jal only does things that are consistent with Him being God. That's what we can say. Allah only does things that are consistent with Him being God. But we don't sit there and say Allah cannot do this and Allah cannot do that and Allah cannot do this and Allah cannot do that when Allah says Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is able to do all things. It is not, it's su' adab. It is ill manners. Ill manners with Allah. It is lack of mannerism when discussing Allah Azza wa Jal. No, it is not correct to say that. Now, next. If you look at a picture of a non-mahram as a kid, is it sinful? If you look at a picture of a non-mahram as a kid, my Habibi, who's the kid? The one looking at the picture or the non-mahram? Yani, or the one in the picture, who? I'll give you both because I don't want to go back and forth and waste everybody's time. So if you're a child and you're looking at the picture of a non-mahram, you're not sinful because you're underage. And if you're a grown man and you're looking at a picture of a non-mahram who's a kid and she's not desirable, she's a kid, then it's not sinful either. Unless you're going to look at her with lust, for whatever reason, she could be young, she could be a kid, but she could be developed in a way where you're attracted to her, then yes, you're sinful. So it really depends on who you're looking at. Now, next. Do we say all of Allah's attributes have no limit? What about attribute of anger? Have no limit? Please follow the Aqidah class. Please, we don't deny anything without evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. I cannot give you the Aqidah class during the Tafsir class Q&A. So please attend the Aqidah class and listen to the previous talks. We've already discussed the matter of Ghadab and Allah's anger, Azza wa Jal. Naam. Who's your favorite Sahaba, i.e. the Sahaba that you can relate to the most? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu wa arda. And it's not favorite in a sense because I love all the Sahaba equally, but I follow the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah that the best of the Sahaba, no doubt, is Abu Bakr Siddiq, and then Umar, and then Uthman, and then Ali, and then so on and so forth. But I think my personality is more in line with Umar's attitude than Abu Bakr, who was much softer and much kinder and much, much better, obviously, than I ever could be. And so Abu Bakr is different, has a different demeanor than Umar. Umar was known for being a little more firm and rough. And sometimes I feel like I'm a little more firm and rough. And so I feel that connection with Umar, wallahu alam. But I'm nothing but a dust on their shoe. Next. Why did Sheikh bin Baz say that the earth is flat? Whoever claims it is round is an atheist deserving of punishment. Is this accurate? Where did he say that? Where did Sheikh bin Baz say that? Produce your evidence, please. I'm not familiar with the Sheikh saying that the earth is flat and that you're an atheist. How could that? See, that is right. That is a lie right there. You understand? That is a lie right there. Because the scholars would never say something like this. The scholars will say, first of all, this is a matter of difference of opinion. But let's just say that the Sheikh was of the position that the earth is not round. He will not turn around and say that you're a mulhid. You understand? Because you're not a mulhid. You're not denying Allah's existence. You're not denying Allah's existence. You simply have a misunderstanding, let's say, misunderstanding of a textual evidence, according to the Sheikh. Which I really doubt this is all attributable to the Sheikh, ala kulli hal. But let's just say that the Sheikh was of the position that the earth was flat. He would never use the term atheist for the one who doesn't believe in that. So that in and of itself is a lie. I without even having to get the reference, without even understanding anything, without you saying a single word afterwards, I can tell you right now, whoever told you this, whoever gave you this is a liar, because Sheikh bin Baz would never use the term mulhid or atheist for someone who simply denied that the earth is round, or someone who was of the position that the earth is round and not flat. Utter nonsense. Utter nonsense. Can we make the dhikr after fard praying in one go, or do we have to make each subhanallah, alhamdulillah, akbar separately? What is that? I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean in one go or separately? I don't know. Did Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah love Sufis? Absolutely not. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah would never love anything that was against Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sufis are a deviant group that are full of heretics and heresies and nonsense and trying to get closer to Allah via means that Allah Azza wa Jalla did not legislate. I'm not talking about, there might have been some mild Sufis back in the day who were not crazy, but today Sufism is utter craziness. Khali wali sadiku, mafi kwayis. In the Quran, verses 22, 47, 32, 5, it says that one day in the sight of Allah is 1,000 of years, says 50,000 of our years. There's a contradiction in the Quran. No, it's not a contradiction in the Quran, because this is speaking about 1 year, one day, ka'alfi sana, for us in this world, and the 150,000 years is about yawm al-qiyamah, is about yawm al-qiyamah, na'am, about the day of resurrection. Whenever I read juz of the Quran, I always tend to rush and try to finish as soon as possible. What could I do to deal with this problem? Slow down. Next. Yalla ya jama'a. To what extent should a Muslim sister have an education degree skill set as a possible backup plan? For example, the husband becomes disabled and can't work as normal to support the family. I answered this yesterday. The extent of her not having to sacrifice her religion. So whatever she's able to get wherein her religion is protected, go ahead. Distance learning, an Islamic university where she could learn and what have you. I don't know. It doesn't have to be that she's learning Islam, but it's a university that observes the teachings of Islam or the guidelines of Islam. Yeah, but a sister shouldn't be thinking about backup plans. A sister is always looked after by her father, by her brother, by her son, by her uncle. A man in the family will have to look after her. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men are the caretakers of women. So this whole idea of wanting to have a plan B and plan C and just in case, and while she's trying to get that education or that degree or skill set, she winds up losing her religion. Then she doesn't get married. Then it's you got to know how to weigh things out, okay? As much as you can, as long as it doesn't conflict with the objective and the purpose of your existence. Now. Assalamu alaikum. Alaykum salam. The imam said that the second rak'ah, there will be sujood tilawa. So the second rak'ah came and he said takbir and everyone went into sujood, but he made ruku'. Haha. What are we supposed to do? You're supposed to follow the imam. The imam is having a good day, mashallah, tabarakallah. You just follow the imam, whatever he does. Alaykum salam. What Jibreel alayhi salam told Muhammad to read, what was he telling him to read exactly in the cave? He told him, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, the continuation of the ayah. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Khalaq al insana min alaq, he created the human from a blood clot. Iqra wa rabbuka al akram, recite, and your Lord is the most noble, the most generous. Alladhi allama bil qalam, the one who taught with the pen. Allama al insana ma lam ya'lam, he taught the man what he did not know. That's what he told him to recite. Now, Ustadhu, is there a tafsir with English translation that you recommend if I find Ibn Kathir to be more advanced for me? Yes, the one we're doing right now. It's not like there's so many options, people. There aren't that many options. It's really tafsir Ibn Kathir and tafsir Sheikh Abdurrahman Nasir al-Sa'di, that being the easier one with less discussions, with less mention of the narrators and the chain of narrators, very straight to the point. What are you doing here? That's what I'm doing for you. That's what I'm doing for you right here. We're making it available in English. And you already know that it's available in English as a PDF, which you can download and read on your own and stop coming to the class, which I hope is not the case. But reality is, it's there. This one, yes, this one, Tafsir Nasir Sa'di, Quayis Mara. There are brothers who treat their wives as servants. Yes, in English, it's Tafsir in English. I'm saying it's the Tafsir in English. It's been translated to English. There are brothers who treat their wives as servants and sisters who want their hubbies to do all their chores for them. So how to find a balance between spouses regarding raising their children, etc.? Wait. There are brothers who treat their wives as servants. Okay. That's not good, but okay. And sisters who want their hubbies to do all their chores for them. The sister, okay, both are wrong. How to find balance between spouses regarding raising their children? By following the Quran and the Sunnah. By leaving alone all this nonsense. by the sister taking off the pants, which belonged to the man and keeping her dress on. And for the brother take off his skirt, which belongs to his wife, and put on his pants on. That's how everybody plays the role that they were created for. And you make that distinction clear, and life is beautiful. There's a manager. There's a manager of the house. It's the father. It's the male. The male is the boss. The female is the employee. Which you treat with kindness, which you treat with love, which you treat with respect, whom you consult, whom you work with, whom you collaborate with, whom you prosper with. Just like in any business, you don't bring an employee and you mistreat them and you humiliate them and take advantage of them, and then you expect your business to grow. You're stupid. Of course, you have to be nice to your staff. But there has to be a boss. If the sister wants to be the boss, then you have two bosses at home. How is this house going to operate? He says, the kids are going to go to this school. She says, no, they're going to go to this school. How do you figure it out? That you go to court, Yani, every time you go to court, and the judge has to decide, I have decided that the woman is right. Ish hada. Yalla. Where can we ask questions? Right there where you're asking right now. Allahu Akbar. If a Sahaba makes that wheel of certain verse in the Quran, such as Ibn Abbas, will it be virtuous to follow them in their interpretation? If their ta'wil is valid, yes. If their ta'wil is not valid, no, because the Sahabi is not ma'soom. The Sahabi is not infallible. So if one Sahabi goes against the majority and the opinion, the valid opinion and the right opinions with the opposite group, then you can't just follow the Sahabi and think it's virtuous because they're prone to error like the rest of us. Na'am. Even though they're, mashallah, tabarakallah. Na'am. How can one be steadfast? And do you have any tips on when one iman is the strongest as well as one is the most weak? How do you remain steadfast? By always remembering death. Really, that's the way forward. You remain steadfast by always knowing that you could die today, tomorrow, right now, in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 30 minutes. You can get corona tomorrow, die the day after. You can get corona the day after tomorrow, die a week later. You could get in a car accident, die. You could get run over and die. Allahu alam, what could happen? Anything could happen. So how do you remain steadfast? You don't want to go when you're not ready. You don't want to go when you're tripping. That's how. Now, next. I want to gain more knowledge, but I need to learn Arabic first. Where do I start? Do I need a teacher? If you can afford a teacher, yeah. If you can afford a teacher, that's ideal. If you cannot, you start where everybody else started. With Medina books, I think, Medina Arabic. Or I think maybe my family can post a link for Iman's homeschool. I think that they have something nice there for people to follow. So inshallah, we will paste it later. Can you? Yeah, we will post something for you can start with, inshallah. Hayakumullah. Miss Coco. If the two masjid local to you are 15 minutes in Fajr time, which one do you follow? If two masjid local to you are 15 minutes in Fajr time, what in the world is 15 minutes in Fajr time? You mean there's a difference between them? One is 15 minutes ahead of the other. Which one do you follow? You follow the correct one. Sheikh. Hey, yalla. Akhi, did you take the Taraweeh quiz? يعني أنت, you left me for an Instagram and you chased me over here to ask me about this quiz. Ya Sheikh, Allah yirham ahlak, ya baba. Allah yirham abuk, ya Faizan. Wallah, ya Sheikh, the last thing I would do knowing me is open Instagram on a tiny little phone and then, check a quiz that you made and go through it. Come on, bro. Come on. I have a lot on my plate, ya Sheikh. Have mercy on me. Something like this, you should, have someone else do. It's not fair that I have to sit there and check an Instagram message that you sent me and you made me speak Chinese with myself. Do you face left and right in Iqama or only in Adhan? Do you face left and right in Iqama or only in Adhan? Some of the scholars say that you do it both in Adhan and Iqama, and the others say that it's only strictly in Adhan because the objective of the Adhan is to notify the people on the right hand side. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Whereas in Iqama, you're already in the masjid, so it's not necessary. Wallahu alam. Yeah, I told you which one is correct. The one that is according to the actual time of Fajr entrance, to whichever one is the in line with the proper time of Fajr entering, not the one that is more convenient to you. Shadid Muhammad, okay to listen to. We're going to skip asking about these people. I know Shadid Muhammad has a lot of question marks about him. I really don't know where he is right now and what status he's in, so I'll be quiet. But please don't ask me about people. Tired of that. If a person is praying behind an imam and realize the imam got a mistake, but he does not correct him when he could have, is he sinful? No, he's not. Yalla ya jama'a, yalla. Somebody asking about Imran Hussein. Come on, man, go to my channel, see how many. We made a video about Imran Hussein. May Allah guide him. Brother Abu Mus'ab, respect other religions, man. Oh, Christians don't make fun of us, so don't make fun of them. Sorry, but you have a misunderstanding of Islam. There's no such thing as respect other religions. You respect a religion that calls your Lord, all types of names that curse Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, the son of Adam curses me. He says that I have begotten a son, and I am the one who did not beget, nor was I begotten, and there's none co-equal to me. So Allah says, the son of Adam curses me. The Christians curse me. And that also appears in Surah Al-Kahf. وَيُنذِرُ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And to warn those who say that Allah has taken a son. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِأَبَائِهِمْ. They have no knowledge of that, nor their forefathers. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. What a great word comes out of their mouth. إِن يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. They say nothing but a lie. You want to respect our religion? You're out of your mind, Habibi. You're out of your mind. We have zero respect to any other religion but Islam. Mind you, that does not mean that because I don't respect their belief, I'm going to violate them when I give them da'wah. Huh? Make a distinction. So when I'm sitting with a Christian, I'm not going to tell you, I don't respect your religion. Your religion is full of madri'ish. Of course not. That's not wise anymore. So when I sit with them, I reason, I'm nice. I offer them coffee. I give them cake. I take care of them. I put them on my head because I want to bring Islam to them. But internally, do I respect their falsehood? Of course not. Come on, bro. I'm surprised that you would say something like this. You broke my heart and disappointed me. Why do those who worship other than Allah go to hellfire? Could you explain the rights Allah has upon us and his rights? Also, what is ghira when it comes to worship? You answer the question. Why does Allah punish them in the hellfire? Because he created them for his worship, and then they took all the blessings of Allah and they gave it to someone else. They gave it to another entity. So it's like you take all the things that Allah deserves and you give it to someone else. And then, that's how you deserve the hellfire. Because the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, أَن يَعْبُدُوهُ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Prophet ﷺ told Mu'adh, I believe it was when he was sitting behind him on the mount. He said, should I not tell you about the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal upon his slaves? He said, yes. He said that they should worship him and associate none in worship with him. So this is the right of Allah. Ghira, in comes of worship, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal is not satisfied. It's a form of jealousy when Allah gives you and then you thank someone else. Nah. What's your thoughts on Sheikh Muhammad Muzammil al-Faqiri and his style of debating? Could you invite him to discuss the current issue of Qadism in the West? I don't know. I don't know if you're talking about the Sudani brother. I've seen him and I've seen some of his works. It's interesting. I appreciate actually their approach. They do their homework. If you're talking about the Sudani brother, then he definitely does his homework. But invite him to discuss what? Yani, he doesn't speak English as far as I know. And, there's no point in me, I don't know him. I don't know him for me to invite him. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Make it seem like I just pick up the phone. Hey, yo, Sheikh Muhammad, أعطيك العافية. كيف حالك؟ شو أخبارك؟ كيف أمورك؟ تمام؟ ترى موضوع القاديانية، إيش رأيك نتكلم فيه أنا وأنت؟ طيب، حياك الله بكرة. بكرة الساعة 8، جزاك الله خير. السلام عليكم. Also, if a person tells you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, is it permissible for the other person to say wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa maghfiratuh? Yes, it is permissible. Why is there someone who respects repeats after the imam when he says Allahu Akbar in Mecca and Medina when everyone can hear? Very good question. It has been driving me crazy for the longest time, and I genuinely hate those people for the sake of Allah. Wallahi, I hate them for the sake of Allah because they are the biggest distraction in the haram, in the haramain. Ya akhi, we can't even say the takbir because they have to go through this innovative stretch. Allahu Akbar. Ya akhi, that's not how takbir is done. Ya akhi, that is not the objective. The objective of you repeating is if the imam, there's no sound speaker, there's no sound system, and the people can hear, you do this kind of repetition so the people can hear. So the people can hear. Now that they have a microphone, usually somewhere on their thobe, it's not needed anymore. But it became a habit. It became a habit, and those people are a major distraction. Not only because we don't need to hear them, but also because the way they go about it is very much against the sunnah. So may Allah Azza wa Jal guide them. Naam. Could you give priority to questions asked during the lesson because 100 people show up during Q&A? Wallahi, you're right, your house table. We've been discussing this every day. It's so difficult to manage though because it's just so difficult to manage. Also, the fact that some people are coming for the Q&A, yani, we're dealing with it. We had this discussion. We decided first come, first served. Whether you came early or you came late, whenever your question falls in the same sequence, then we will address it accordingly, inshallah. Naam, tamam. But good point. And forgive us if we're not being able to manage this properly. Wallahi, it's not as easy as it looks. Yalla, guys, we need to finish up. Relating to my question yesterday, could you please explain the evidences regarding your view and why you consider it to be strong regarding alcohol and sanitizer? I just want. I cannot really give you any more information about the subject matter. Besides the fact that the idea behind the prohibition is that these alcohol substances have to be intoxicants, and this is not an intoxicant. You can't drink it or get intoxicated by consuming it. That's really, it's as simple as that. I'm suffering from binge eating disorder. I'm trapped in the cycle of restricting myself and then binging again after a few days. Please help me. I am tired of this. What can I do? Get out of this. Musab, what is binging? Binging? Binging is back to back? Ya akhi, stop binging. Ya akhi. What can I tell you? Take a binge in your... what do you want me to do? Allah, if you were next to me, I would suffocate you. I wouldn't let you eat. I don't know what to tell you. It's a matter of discipline. It's a matter of discipline. Just stop eating. Sorry, I don't know what else to tell you, bro. It's about you manning up and handling business. Is there any hadith regarding Shifa in the sand of Medina or the city of Medina? Not that I know of. Not that I know of. There could be that I don't know of. I personally don't know of anything like this. Allahu alam. Is it permissible to have a non-Muslim friend and reply to salam from a non-Muslim? Okay, you can having a non-Muslim friend, you have to expound on the term friend. What do you mean by friend? If you mean by friend someone that you think alike and act alike and spend time with all the time, then absolutely not. How can you be a friend with a non-Muslim when you want to pray, they don't, you wear hijab, they don't, you worship Allah, they don't, you enjoin the good, forbid the evil, they don't, you stay away from music, they don't, you stay away from smoking, they don't. I mean, it's impossible to really have a friend. You can have an acquaintance that you try to bring into Islam, yeah, but a friend in the ultimate sense, no. And if they give you the salam, and you, it's better to say wa alaykum, that's it, and upon you, and don't be say wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Naam. If a revert is passing from someone difficulties, needs financial help. What is passing from someone difficult? Ya Allah, but has a loan from the past, is he still entitled to zakah or just charity? Needs the money for food and kids' clothes, not to. Wallahi, I don't understand, ya Sheikh. If a revert is passing from someone difficulties, needs financial help, what is passing? But has a loan from the past? Yeah, if they have a loan from the past, if they're still needy, then they're entitled to zakah. I don't know what's going on here, but the bottom line, if they're still needy, then they're entitled to zakah. Like saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar in a row 33 times, or saying each 33 times separately. No, you say them Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times, or 34 times, depending on whether you're doing it at night before you sleep, or La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa ala kulli shay'in qadir, to complete the 100. So it's 33. Yalla, the last question. The last question for the night will be with the brother who's not willing to change his name or that picture of Yasser Qari. I decided to change his name from Yasser to Yes Sir. Yes Sir to the progressive liberalists. Yes Sir. He should be called Yes Sir. Because anytime someone comes up with nonsense, he's like, Yes Sir, I got it. Do you need to make up the rak'ah for Taraweeh? Yes, you do need to make up the rak'ah for Taraweeh. And you like that? Good. طيب يلا جزاكم الله خير. Hey. Please send my clarification on Mus'ab. Mus'ab, what I meant was the internally, of course, we shouldn't respect them, but mocking them in a different is different. That's all. Bro, mocking them is substantiated by the Quran and the Sunnah. The entire Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mocks the disbelievers, He mocks the hypocrites, He mocks the gods that they're worshiping, He mocks the idols. Okay, what you don't do is that you don't, if you are in a contact with them, you don't curse their gods, فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ, then they will retaliate by cursing Allah, عَدْوًا, out of enmity. That's what you're prevented from doing, that you don't curse the gods in front of them, so they turn around and curse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for mocking what they're upon, we were mentioning in the yesterday's class that, you know, one of the jobs of the da'i is to what? أَنْ يُقَبِّحَ الْبَاطِلِ. You have to uglify falsehood and make the people repelled by it. It's part of your job to belittle the silliness of these people. It is part of it. It's part of it, Habibi. But this is internally between us, ya Fadi Games, the player. Fadi, by the way, means empty, huh? Or Fadi could be the name of a brother. Habibi, this is a private session between Muslims. If you bring a Christian crowd, of course I will moderate and I will change my tone because I want to accommodate those people and give them da'wah. But this is for us, bro. Amongst us, in front of them, we will be more courteous. If they're not here, khali wali. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Shadu la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.